You might be wondering why I'm here. Actually, last April 28, I received a text from Pastor Ron at exactly 11:10 telling me that we should meet within that week. So we decided to actually meet on Thursday, that's April 30, at exactly 3 o'clock. So we talked about ministries, we talked about the Philippines, we talked about the church, and then we decided, and then he asked me the question, can you preach on May 17? And then I said yes. I said yes because it is an opportunity. I said yes because it is something that I really want to do. In the Philippines, I've been preaching in two churches, in both in Talisay City and also in Mindawi City. And I praise the Lord for this gift of time. And I know that God has something for us today. And I pray that you will receive and we will receive the Word of God with open hearts, open minds, and open eyes. Amen. You know, at the back of my mind, I was actually thinking, like, can I do this? Because it's my first time to actually preach in an all-American congregation. I was able to preach in New York many times already in the past. But, you know, that is a Filipino church where only like a few Americans, probably like 10 or maybe 5. But this time, it's only my wife who's a Filipina and also myself. So, I was thinking about myself, can I do this? Can I preach, you know, in front of a congregation? And it's my first time to preach here in Florida. And God said, Helmer, you are unstoppable. You know, if we are God's people are unstoppable. Amen. And when you say God's people, we are part of God's unstoppable plan. And this is part of God's plan for me teaching, you know, here in First Church of God, here in South Venice. And when you say God's people is unstoppable, it means we are fulfilling God's unstoppable purpose. And this is one of the many purposes why God has brought us here in the United States of America. You know, you all know that we came here last year, 2025, and that's July. So we will be celebrating our first anniversary 2 months from now. And I praise God for bringing us here in this lovely church. You know, everything, yes, hallelujah, everything goes with time. And there is always a perfect time for everything. You know, when we were at Publix, I think I can no longer remember the date, but 2 weeks when we were here in Florida, we were at Publix because we were very new. And then Dawn was actually trying to arrange the cars outside. And then we were waiting for our Breeze. You know, are you familiar with Breeze on Demand? Yes, we're waiting for our Breeze. And then he said, hey, do you need a church? Then I said, yes. Why? Because time is of essence. It's important for us to find a home church. Because that is always the advice of my dad, who's also who was a pastor in the Philippines. And he said that when you go to other places, always look for a local church. So I said, yes, we need a church. And then he gave us the address. And then the following Sunday, we're here. And I'm here. Amen. So I praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. And the good thing about saying yes to Pastor Ron is that you will actually receive from him 12 pieces of eggs. Can you imagine that? You know, I said yes, and then after that, he gave me 12 pieces of eggs. So I said, what's the importance of 12 pieces of eggs? So I tried to research. I know that it's just an extra because he said that, you know, our friend of ours gave us an extra, and then, you know, we no longer need this because we're going to another place. So here's the 12 pieces of eggs. And you know what? When I read and researched about it, culturally and symbolically, when you say 12 pieces of eggs, it has something to do with fertility. It has something to do with new life. And it has something to do with rebirth. So I consider this as my rebirth. Because the last time I preached was the Sunday before my flight to the United States of America. And this is a rebirth because after almost a year, I am here in the pulpit and I am preaching. So are you excited to listen to the Word of God? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm inviting everyone to please stand with me if you can, and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of this day. Thank you for this moment that you have given us. Teach us, O God, to use our time wisely, with purpose, gratitude, and kindness. And as your mouthpiece this morning, help me not to forget about the opportunities to preach your word, to love others, to do what is good, and to grow in faith. And I pray, dear Father, that you're going to open the hearts, the eyes, and the minds of the congregation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 You may now be seated. Hallelujah. You know, our text this morning is actually found in Ephesians 5, 15 to 17. Now, I will try to press if it works. Yes. So technology is really nice, right? Now, Ephesians 5, 15 to 17, it is said, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." If you try to look around us, everything is becoming foolish. You know, there are a lot of things happening around us, and sometimes we don't understand. In fact, in our very own country, we are facing a lot of crisis, not only financially, but, you know, politically. The leadership is shaky. You know, our country is facing something that is shaky, and I know that it is not something new here in the United States as well. Now, here in this verse, it says here, making the most of every opportunity. Now, that word opportunity is very important. We all know that in the New Testament wasn't written in English. It was written in Greek language. And in Greek word, the Greek word for opportunity is kairos. And there are different versions of the Bible. In fact, kairos or opportunity in Greek, it means the right time. So now that you're sitting there, this is the right time. Now that I am preaching here, this is the right time. In fact, in English Standard Version, it means making the best use of time. And that is opportunity. Also in English, in contemporary English version, it means make every minute count. You know, every day we are given 86,400 seconds of life. How are we going to use that as Christians? I know that every second counts, but the Lord has given us every day 86,400 seconds of life. How are we going to handle the gift of time? Because that is God's gift. Do you believe in that? Amen. You know, every day, each of us, we are given specifically 86,400 seconds of life. Are we using that correctly? Are we handling that correctly? In Psalms 90, 12 and 17, the word of God is telling us, "So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Let the favor of the Lord, our God, be upon us and establish the work of our hands upon us." Yes, establish the work of our hands. So today I'm going to navigate you into three truths of life about handling our time. You know, I always believe that time is very important. When Pastor Ron texted me that we have to meet, I know that it involves time. When Don told me if we need church, I know that, you know, it involves time. Everything involves time. In fact, we are given, again, 86,400 seconds of life. So number one, How are we going to handle the gift of time? Number one, we should count our days. If we will review Psalms 90:12, it says there, "So teach us to number our days." Our days are limited. Amen? Our days are limited. Life is short. I will tell you. Life is short. Even if you are at your 90s, 80s, 70s, or even if you're a teenager, life is short. So we need to count our days. We need to be aware of the days that we are spending here on earth. Because no one can tell when will our life ends, right? No one can tell. In fact, if you say, "Oh, I'm a healthy person, I can still live longer." But what if you're a healthy person and then one day you go to the clinic and then you say, "Doctor, can I have my annual physical examination?" And the doctor will tell you, okay, after the examination, the doctor will tell you, okay, you will no longer live longer. And then you will say, "What? I am healthy. How come?" You will die. And then you will say, "Doctor, when will I die? When will I die? And then the doctor said, "You will die in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you die." You see? Because we cannot predict life. We cannot tell when will our life ends. So we need to count our days here on earth. So teach us to number our days. Job 14:5, the Bible says, "A person's days are determined. You have decreed the number of his months and have set limits he cannot exceed." So when you say that you are blessed because you are already 98 years old, then that is God's gift for you. If you are 20 years old, then that is God's gift for you. You know, each one of us, we have our own time. God has determined us to the number of days each of us shall live. Amen? That's why in Hebrews 9:27, it is said there, "Just as man is determined to die once, every one of us is going to die." I know that sometimes we are so afraid to talk about death, but death is inevitable. It will happen, right? Even if how many times we tried our best, it will always happen. In 2 Corinthians 4:16, and then if we will jump to 2 Corinthians 5:1, it says there, "Our body are gradually dying. We know that our body, the tent we live in, have on earth, will be destroyed." It means to say there's always a limit for everything, and that includes my life, and that includes your life. We don't know what will happen to us the moment we get out from this church. That's why we need to count our days. He said, you know, when you are driving, you have to be very careful. You need to be a careful driver. Yes, we know. But how about the other drivers? Are they also careful? And it is affecting all of us. You see? Count our days. So your riches are nothing. Our fame, it's nothing. Our position, it's nothing when it comes to death. So instead of asking, because most of us, we always say, "How much time do I have?" Like when I'm preaching, I always tell someone who is sitting in front of me, except for today, I said, "When it's almost time, you have to tell me, give me a sign." Like this. This is the sign, like, you're almost done. You have to wrap up. Right? But I will not ask now, "How much time do I have?" Instead of asking, "How much time do I have?" we need to ask, "What am I doing with the time I do have. Right? Now, you are already 80 years old, 70, 60. Now, what will you do with the time that you have? Amen? And that leads us to our second point, because accepting the limits of our time here on earth leads to wisdom. If you accepted in yourself that your time here is limited, it means you need wisdom on how to manage your time. And that leads us to the second point. Aside from counting our days, we need to, number two, make our days count. Amen? Count our days, then make our days count. That's why if we will review Psalms 90:12, it says again, so teach us to number our days so that we may get a heart of wisdom. The moment we accepted our limits, we are forced to know what is important. We are forced to know what is valuable. Why I say yes when I get the invitation to preach? Because time is important. Amen? Time is important. You know, every Thursday, I always try my very best to free my evening because I need to attend the praise and worship practice and choir practice because time is important. Every Saturday and weekend, Sunday, including Sunday, I always need to free myself from any work because I know that time is important. I need to make my days count. Amen? It forces us to compare and choose the best out of many because we know that time is important. We need to make our days count. When you can't have it all, you have to evaluate your options. You need wisdom in doing that. Amen? Amen. Just like in buffet. I know that you have tried eating in a restaurant buffet, right? Make your days count. We were actually in Sarasota 3 weeks ago because we tried Korean food, and it's buffet. And you know what? At the end of our meal, we concluded that it's not for us. Why? Because we pay this much, and we only eat this less. See? We keep on ordering, like, then I'm having a hard time finishing all the food. Because Antonio is not helping us. He's not eating meat except for fish. So it's difficult for us to finish everything. But, you know, I was able to do it. But it's too heavy. Now, in buffet, you have to choose the right food. Because the moment you don't have the wisdom to choose the right food, you will end up wasting food. Right? So we need to have the wisdom. Because wisdom is the ability to evaluate what matters most. If we are facing the mirror, and if we are going to ask ourselves, what matters to me? Then we need wisdom to decide on what matters to us. Amen? Colossians 4:5, walk in wisdom, redeeming the time. It is not how much time you spend on earth that matters most. Right? Because some people, they live a short life, but they made an impact. Some people, you know, they live a longer life, but it seems that they are non-existent. Why? Because what matters most is not the time you spend here on earth. It is how you spend your time that really counts. That is why we need to make our days count. Make our days important. Amen? Don't end the day without serving the Lord. Don't end the day without communicating to Him. We all know that He is the source of everything. And without Him, without the source, we will all dry up. Make your days count. In Proverbs 31:30, it says, charm is deceptive and beauty does not last. True. Why? Because a lot of people, probably not here, but you know, they are trying to keep themselves young and beautiful. All of the surgeries, all the, how do you call that? Things that they will put on their faces just to keep themselves young. But, you know, beauty does not last. Make that time important. Make your days count. No one has the power in the days of death. And this is the thing that, you know, we need to learn and understand. My mom died on my birthday. So who would have thought that that will happen? I was working in another country. Then my sister called me and then she said that mom's dead. I said, it's my birthday. So I wasn't in my, you know, moment at that time. So I said, okay, we will just talk later. Then I continued with my work. Then at the back of my mind, I said, my mom's dead and it's my birthday. How come it happens? But it happens. Because in Ecclesiastes 8:8, no one has the power in the day of death. It happens. Whether you're young, you're old, the reason why we need to count our days and we need to make our days count. Proverbs 23:5, it says, in the blink of an eye, wealth disappears, for it will sprout wings and fly away like an eagle. So probably I am safe because I don't have wealth. But for those of you who are wealthy, take note of this. In the blink of an eye, wealth disappears. For it will sprout wings and fly away like eagles. Now we are reminded that everything will disappear. Everything is temporary, right? 2 Thessalonians 3:11 to 13. We hear that some of you are living idle lives, wasting time. That's why if you are seated next to someone, try to ask him, hey, are you wasting your time? Are you living an idle life? Right? Try to look at the person next to you. If that person is closing his eyes, just don't disturb. Probably he is praying. But if not, try to ask, are you living an idle life? Are you wasting your time? It is important that we need to be reminded. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 2:19 to 20. For what it is we live for that gives us hope and joy and in our proud reward and crown. It is you. Yes, you will bring us much joy as we stand together before our Lord Jesus Christ when He comes back again, for you are trophy and joy. We are precious in the eyes of God. That's why we need to make everything, our days, count. And we should know how to count our days. Do not waste. A lot of people, even here in the streets, you can see people who are moving away from the real source of life. And we need to remind them, and we need to remind ourselves that we are given every day 86,400 seconds of life. How are we making this 86,400 seconds of life worth it? That's why we need to make our days count. And that leads us to the third and final point today. And that is, count them one by one. Psalms 90:17, it says, yes, establish the work of our hands. A life of lasting impact is built day by day. It is not overnight, I will tell you. You know, your time will used or probably will be wasted based on the way you schedule your time. That's why we need to count them one by one. It is actually a daily investment of time, because a daily investment of time adds up. It is cumulative. You know, every time, randomly, Antonio asked me, Daddy, what is 1 plus 1? I said 2. What is 2 plus 2? I said 4. What is 4 for pro? Until the number goes bigger and bigger. And then when I can no longer add, you know, in my mind, I said, okay, you have to study it yourself. But you know, it's just like that. It is cumulative. It adds up. That's why we need to count them one by one. Just like our savings, just like our wealth. No one who gathers wealth little by little will become rich. You need to, the one who gathers wealth little by little will become rich. Of course, it will start from 0 and then 1 and then 2 and then it becomes bigger and bigger, right? That is in Proverbs 13:12. We need to, if you want to gather wealth, you have to do it little by little. One time doesn't achieve much. Do you agree? You know, just like when you are going to the gym, you cannot just achieve that physique that you are trying to achieve with your one day at the gym. No, it won't happen. And that's very impossible, right? If you are trying to build your biceps or triceps, or, you know, trying to look like Popeye, probably, okay? It will not happen, but you have to do it every day until you will achieve such physique, because you have to count them one by one. Amen? Do you understand? We need to count them one by one, just like Daniel. You know, in Daniel 6:10, 3 times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. It means to say that he is doing it day by day. It's not just one day, but it's day by day. He is counting his time in prayer one by one. We need to count them one by one. And this is how we need to handle our time. Time is a gift. Today is a gift. That's why it's called present. Amen? And today is a gift for you to hear this word. And it is a gift for me to share God's word. Matthew 6:33, the Bible says, but more than anything else, put God's work first and do what he wants. Then the other things will be yours as well. Amen. Let us make this our prayer, church, that we need to count our days, and we need to make our days count, and we will count them one by one, because time is important. We only have limited time here, right? We only have limited time. You may look younger, but your time is limited. Or even if you are older, your time is limited. You know, sometimes we only realize that our time is limited when we feel already pain in the knee. Like, oh my goodness, my time is limited now. Because I have pain in my back, I have pain in my knees. See? But let us not wait for that to happen. Now that we know that our time is limited, we need to make the most out of it. Amen? We have to make it count. Make this Sunday count. Make your 86,400 seconds of life count. Do not waste it. I know that as we go home, there could be some temptations around. There could be something that would divert our attention. But try to think of it. It's not 86,401, but it's only 86,400. And that is for today. Tomorrow is another 86,400. Make it count. Amen? If you try to think of it, you know, we say, oh, time is very limited, right? People will think that, oh, if only I have time, but that's the only time we have. We cannot go beyond 24 hours in one day. Amen? We cannot go beyond 60 seconds in a minute or 60 minutes in an hour. That's the exact number of time that we're given. So therefore, we know that it's limited. We need to take care and handle the gift of time properly. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. I'm inviting everyone to please stand up with me and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful morning. We thank you for giving us this time as a gift. And I pray, oh God, that you will continue to bless us and remind us that time is important. Help us to count our days. Help us to make every day count and every 86,400 seconds of life count. And Lord, help us to recognize each day, each important step, one by one. And as we continue, God, to praise you, to glorify your name, be with us always. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.